WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. College Station Police has announced an arrest in an aggravated assault case involving domestic violence. 30-year-old Ronald Anthony White is accused of beating and slashing the hand of the victim before tying her up with an extension cord and threatening to kill her. The victim freed herself, and after White left, she contacted police. White was found in Bryan about 6 hours after the attack and was arrested without incident. Bryan police received 5 reports of thefts from the Autumn Lake subdivision on Monday. 4 of the 5 thefts from the West Side neighborhood north of Villa Maria were tires and rims taken off trucks and SUVs. A 5th victim had hubcaps taken off an SUV. The total loss was estimated at $7,500. A 22-year-old Bryan man has been arrested for the 3rd time in the last 5 months for driving with a suspended license with previous convictions. Joe Alvarado was in jail for 5 minutes before being released on a $2,000 bond. According to the arrest report, a College Station police officer caught Alvarado running a red light at 2 in the morning on Sunday. Alvarado's driving record included being caught 12 times in the last 4 years for various offenses. 2 cases of domestic violence ended in plea agreements in Brazos County District Court.
A College Station man held since his arrest in February has pleaded guilty to continuous violence against the mother of his children. 27-year-old David Beal was sentenced to 6 years in prison. Prosecutors charged Beal with 5 separate acts of violence between April and November of last year. Victims sustained multiple injuries, including strangulation and bruises on her face and body. In another domestic violence case, a Bryan man will serve at least 2 years before becoming eligible for parole. That's after 50-year-old Perry Mitchell was sentenced to 4 years after pleading guilty to beating his wife with a baseball bat. The incident, which took place more than 2 years ago, resulted in head injuries requiring hospital treatment and police finding blood on the walls and floor of their home. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A budget workshop scheduled by the Bryan School Board today during the noon hour will also include another update on proposed bond issue for this November. One of the components is converting the present Stephen F. Austin Middle School into administrative offices. During the last school board workshop, Superintendent Tommy Wallace lined out how 95 of 97,000 square feet would be used. Among other things, Dr. Wallace says this addresses the biggest complaint from teachers and administrators by creating meeting space.
We have 1,500 square feet for all the different departments for conference room space, and we have 6,000 for professional development room, which we desperately need.
The complete list is online at WTAW.com. The board is being asked to build a new 3-story classroom building between SFA's gym and the Civic Auditorium as part of the bond package, which will be considered for a final vote next Monday. Repairs are underway to a railroad overpass south of Navasota that was damaged by a train derailment 3 weeks ago. The TxDOT district office in Bryan says northbound traffic on Highway 6 will remain one lane until repairs are completed, which, weather permitting, will be in mid-August. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 77 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, everybody. This is Mark at Sovac City. I have a very important question for you. Do you have a bag in your trash can? Why? To keep it bacteria-free and from stinking. Well, then why are you running a vacuum without a bag? A bag in your vacuum filters the air better, keeps it from smelling, and doesn't make a cloud of dust when you dump it. Come on over to Sovac City and let us show you the full line of vacuums with bags. And if you really don't think you need a bag in that vacuum, we have those too. Sovac City, in front of HEB and College Station and on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
It's time for you to find Fred and Fred's Seafood Market for the freshest seafood around. In fact, one bite of a product from Fred and Fred's, and we promise you will taste the difference. Stop by today and pick up some salmon, tuna loin, or more, and Fred and Fred's can prepare it ready to go for dinner tonight. Or if you're hungry for shrimp, from small to extra large jumbo sized or lobster tails, even baby, medium, and large octopus, Fred and Fred's has this and more. Aggie owned and operated, Fred and Fred's Seafood Market on South College, just south of the Farm Patch.
University Pediatric Association is proud to announce that Dr. Patricia Goen has joined our team of pediatric specialists. Dr. Goen is a graduate of the UT Health Science Center in San Antonio and completed her pediatric training at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, where she was named Pediatric Resident of the Year. Please join us in welcoming Dr. Goen to the only pediatric practice ever to be voted Best of the Brazos Valley. For more information, click on upadocs.com or find us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas. Summer savings are going on now at Douglas Nissan. Come test drive the Nissan Maxima SV. You'll love the comfort and performance. Right now, you can get $7,500 off MSRP or 0% APR for up to 72 months on a new 2014 Nissan Maxima SV. Cool down with hot savings only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
Offer includes $3,500 Nissan customer cash, $500 captive cash, $500 bonus cash, and $3,000 Douglas discount. Must finance with NMAC. Two at this price. Model code 16214.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
RV Station in Bryan is the place to get ready for your summertime road trips.
Oh, come on.
You know, if a company tells you something about themselves in a commercial, it ought to mean something. At RV Station, I promise to you,
the best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
That means our brands are built to stand the rigors of the road for decades.
Now that's peace of mind.
Right now, RV Station has a brand new Hideout 280 LHS.
Take it home for just $199 a month.
How about a new Keystone 3620 FL Alpine?
Over 25,000 off MSRP.
Let's hit the road.
RV Station, 2815 North Earl Runner Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Family fun starts here.
Hideout number 2743. Sale price $21,995. 144 months, 4.99 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC. Keystone number 2692. Sale price $65,995.
8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer, Norman G. Tractor. They're voted best in the Brazos 12 straight years. Norman G. Tractor.
Mixture of clouds and sunshine through today with perhaps an isolated thunderstorm, high temperatures into the mid-90s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 75 degrees. Clouds and sunshine coming up on Thursday. Again, there could be some widely scattered storms around, a bit breezy. High temperature, low 90s, slight chance of a thunderstorm at night, mid-70s. And scattered showers and thunderstorms could be locally heavy by Friday. Otherwise, partial sunshine, upper 80s to low 90s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Got a little rain out near Austin. It's light. There's some rain down near I-10, Columbus and LaGrange area, but not drifting this way right now. And they'd said anything that we get would probably be after 1 o'clock this afternoon. So. And, you know, they've been doing okay.
Pretty close lately.
Yeah. And, again, rain in July. I mean, could there be any other reason rather than the polar vortex that's out there?
Oh, God!
Yeah.
We're going to die!
Yeah.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
See, since Friday, television news anchor people and meteorologists on television and online have been warning about the polar vortex that was crashing down from the Arctic across Canada and would bring record cold temperatures into the upper central U.S. this week. There is a, and this would be the polar vortex, of course, that did everything to the northeast last winter. The difference is that record lows would be 52 degrees Fahrenheit, maybe 48. Now, in the name of science, other meteorologists on Twitter and such began pleading with their colleagues not to call this thing that is moving south a polar vortex. And they added a few cries with their hashtags, stop polar vortex abuse and not polar vortex.
A meteorologist friend of mine sort of got upset when I used that too,
yeah,
even privately. Because it exists all the time. It's there.
Right, right.
And it just does weird things like move a little further south. And I just like to call it a space vacuum.
It's global cooling. I'm just telling you.
We're all going to die.
That's right. That's what I said. Seeing that there was pushback out there, Al Roker on the Today Show this week said, okay, let's not call this a polar vortex. We'll call it a polar invasion. And, you know, I don't think we care what it's called. Just a little break from the heat is nice. And, again, as we were discussing earlier, the fact that we actually get to have some rain during this month is okay.
I don't know if we're setting records for the coolest summer, but if there was a way to identify mild, are we close?
Yeah, I mean, milder. Yeah. This week we did have some heat, but that's by comparison,
sure,
we're still 5 or 6 degrees below what we've been getting. And again, yesterday was just pretty pleasant, and we don't really care about that rain thing. That's an okay deal.
Absolutely.
All right, let's see how we roll with this. A mom in South Carolina named Deborah Harrell went to jail earlier this month, charged with unlawful conduct toward a child.
Now, her daughter was left at a nearby park for hours at end, says the complaint. This is all because Ms. Harrell works at a McDonald's, and for most of the summer, her daughter stayed there with her playing on a laptop that Ms. Harrell had purchased for the child. When their home was robbed, the laptop was stolen, so the little girl asked if she could play at the park that was pretty much adjacent to the McDonald's where Mom worked. So she said yes, got her daughter a cell phone, allowed her to play basically surrounded by other kids at any given time. There'd be, you know, other kids around. 3 days in a row did that. On the third day, an adult asked her where her mom was. She said her mom was at work. The parent called police. The child was declared abandoned.
Oh, great, Scott.
Mom can be thrown in jail for allowing the 9-year-old to play like a normal child at the park instead of keeping her inside. So we'll see. Now, this story was written with lots of editorialization. I don't know the entire story. Once again, it's nice that the parent decided to find out about the child's welfare and question it, but wouldn't it have seemed okay to maybe go talk to Mom first and see? And, you know, that might not have satisfied you. That's fine. Rather than racing off to talk to the police. So, see how all that works out.
Frustrating.
Well, I guess it is. I mean, it sounds like the mom obviously didn't plan on having the laptop stolen. Don't like the circumstance where it happened, but anyway, that's we'll see how that washes out. Get this. Kid's name is Dylan Spearing. He's in Minneapolis. He's 8 years old. Put up a sign in his front yard to invite the public to his free piano concert on July the 12th.
That sounds fun.
Neighbor and fellow musician Tony Rayburn saw the sign, posted it on Facebook to help promote the event, and said, wouldn't it be cool if a bunch of people showed up for his free concert? Unbeknownst to the little boy, it went viral. Hundreds of people showed up for the concert in the rain.
Wow.
Performance lasted 10 minutes, during which Dylan played several pieces from his elementary music books. It was all streamed live online.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is. That's
four different renditions of Chopsticks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And here's what I learned the other day. Yeah. And then jazz it up a little bit, go into a riff right in the middle of Chopsticks.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Health heads, health nuts, all those fruits and veggies that you've been consuming. Great. But you may not be eating the best part of the produce. Kimberly Snyder, who's the author of a book called The Beauty Detox, says the peel of your favorite snack is probably loaded with vitamins.
I saw this about apples the other day.
About the skin?
Yeah, 50% of your fiber can be lost, and I think 30% of your vitamin C.
Yeah, it's, citrus peels, first, for oranges, contain more vitamin C than the juice itself. But here's the deal.
If you're juicing it, maybe.
Yeah, but, you know, you can do the zest.
Okay.
You could do that. You can add that to stuff. Of course, you know, that'd be a lot of zest. but it also has zinc and calcium and manganese and selenium in it. Zest them into your salad dressing or toss them into your smoothie if you do the smoothie thing for best results, okay? But there's more banana peels.
Ugh.
I just threw one away.
How could you eat those?
Well, again, if you puree that and put it into recipes, they say here or you can grill it. Grilled banana peels.
Yeah, okay? Well, I've seen grilled plantains.
Yeah, right, exactly, okay. But you don't eat the skin, do you? I mean, I don't know. I've never eaten them, so I don't know.
Don't.
Okay, the core of the pineapple has bromelain in it, which cleanses the body and decreases inflammation.
I like chewing on that. After eating the pineapple, you get that. Yeah, just sort of gnaw on it.
Okay, I understand. I mean, it could be worse. Papaya seeds can detox your liver. And also, they have an anti-parasitic, antibacterial effect. If you want to try out this new taste sensation, go organic to minimize your exposure to pesticides.
No, of course.
Because you don't want Alar. You remember Alar was going to kill every human on Earth on the apples. That was like 15, 20 years ago. Somehow or other, we were able to survive that.
That's when we started getting those, you could buy them at the grocery store, sprays.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, to spray off your vegetables. I mean, really? Can't you just use water? Would that be okay?
I'm just no.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. And the white of the white portion of the watermelon.
Yeah, I've heard that's good for your blood pressure.
Has cerulean in it, which helps. Now, what's interesting is in looking these things up, you can also find supplements for every one of them. I mean, if you want to do that. Now, again, if you're a smoothie person, obviously you can put anything in there and get it chewed up and ground up and you don't notice it. But just saying. It's 821. So new research disputes the popular belief that stress speeds up your metabolism. See, it doesn't matter what it is. There'll be a study, okay, that will align your point of view. So the next time somebody says something to you as they lean back and look down at you in a condescending way, you're doing such and such, and you know that's bad for you. Just wait, because there'll be another study out there. But this suggests that bumps in the road, those are the times when it's most important to stick to that healthy diet that's low in fat. Researchers at Ohio State University, served a 930-calorie meal containing over 60 grams of fat to an all-female group of participants and then measured their metabolic rate and took measures of their blood sugar, triglycerides, insulin, and the stress hormone cortisol. The 58 women who were questioned about the previous day's stresses said that they experienced at least one stressful event and they burned 104 fewer calories than the stress-free counterparts. So, stay stress-free, burn calories, your metabolism works, you'll be happier.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay. Working on that. 822.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
If you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, or veteran looking to start a new company, you're invited to the Governor's Small Business Forum. Friday, August 15th from 8 to 4 at the MSC on A&M's campus, you'll have the opportunity to learn about the resources and valuable tools, skills, and knowledge to thrive in today's competitive entrepreneurial economy. The Governor's Small Business Forum will feature discussions on a range of small business topics and networking opportunities with statewide business leaders. Go to cnve.tamu.edu for info and to register. That's cnve.tamu.edu.
More inflation in the pipeline. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Wholesale costs were rising last month. The Labor Department reports the producer price index increased 0.4% in June. That was slightly more than expected. Food prices eased, and the core PPI, which excludes volatile food and energy costs, was up just 0.2%. We are learning today that Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox has tried to buy Time Warner. An offer worth around $80 billion was made and rejected last month. Time Warner shares are higher in pre-market trading on speculation the company is now in play. Rupert Murdoch is also the executive chairman of News Corporation, the parent of this network. Bank of America posted a bigger-than-expected adjusted profit for the second quarter. B of A's earnings came in at 41 cents a share after excluding a one-time legal expense. Stock market futures are higher ahead of the midweek session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic11.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic11.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic11.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic11.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic11.com. Watch for free at Diabetic11.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes meds at Diabetic11.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley. If you have not prepared a will in a recent date, that may be the most important gift you can give to your family. You know, it really is unfortunate when something suddenly happens that takes away a loved one. But boy, if you have not planned a current will and have that brought up to date, you must do so. That's probably the finest gift you can give to your family if something like that should happen. The other day, my clients came in and they were getting ready to go on vacation, and they wanted to make sure that their will was prepared so in the event something would happen, they'd be well protected. And that included guardianship for their children, and that was their most important thing that they focused on. If you need a good estate planning lawyer to give you that comfort, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit FamilyInEstateLaw.com.
Today, has Samsung found a way to finally get rid of all passwords? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. There's a smart new technology making homes across the country simpler, smarter, and safer. But until recently, only the most tech-savvy people knew about this groundbreaking security system. That's about to change. Sequoia Capital, the investing firm behind Apple, YouTube, and Google, just announced a huge investment into this game-changing home security system. It's SimpliSafe Home Security. Protecting your home has never been this easy. With SimpliSafe, you get state-of-the-art protection technology, plus 24/7 professional monitoring for only $15 a month. Most places charge three times that. And unlike old alarm companies, SimpliSafe has no contracts, so you're never locked in. I love that SimpliSafe keeps me connected to my home. It's wireless, so you have information right at your fingertips every second of the day. Get this groundbreaking home security system today. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com and save 10% with my exclusive offer. SimpliSafeKim.com. There's one thing in the world of consumer tech that everyone agrees with. Passwords are a pain. At the end of the day, it's simply not possible to keep and remember a different password, complete with upper and lowercase letters, numbers, and symbols for every important account you own. And besides, when you look at all the high-profile hacking that's occurred in the last year alone, they don't really work anyway. But now, Samsung may have come up with a way to end passwords forever. The company recently sent a cryptic Twitter message to its millions of followers. Industry analysts say it hints that the next Samsung phone will use your eye to unlock itself. Iris scanning technology. It's going to protect the phone's data. One person's iris doesn't even remotely resemble the iris of another. And if Samsung has this breakthrough, we're on the brink of saying goodbye to passwords forever. Read more, plus get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
The Malaria Parasite Smell Strategy. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. People infected with a malaria parasite may attract even more of the mosquitoes that spread it, especially when it's most contagious. This according to Penn State University ecologist Mark Mesker and his colleagues. Building on evidence from human cases, Mesker's team took a close look at mice before and after infection. They found that the mice, once infected, gave off a scent that was higher in several odor chemicals and more attractive to mosquitoes.
But particularly during a specific stage of infection where the malaria gametocytes, the transmissible stage of the parasite, were still present in high levels in the infected mice.
The findings may lead to new strategies for controlling malaria. For example, by using the odors as bait for mosquito traps, or by using the odors to diagnose asymptomatic infections in humans. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
The 2014 Games of Texas will be hosted in College Station, Bryan, and at Texas A&M University, July 31st through August 4th. The Games of Texas is the state's largest amateur athletic competition and is expected to draw 10,000 competitors and 20,000 fans to our community. If you're between the ages of 5 and 50, there's an event for you. Learn more, see a complete list of events, and register online at TAAF.com. That's TAAF.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board will resume discussion today of a proposed $132 million bond issue. Receiving public attention is moving administrative offices to Stephen F. Austin and replacing classrooms with a three-story building between the Civic Auditorium and the SFA Gym. Superintendent Tommy Wallace told the board at last week's workshop the move would be more than central administration.
Then we're bringing over technology. Then we're bringing over food service, which frees up the technology building, which frees up the food service, which frees up our copy center. Our special education department is at Lamar currently. They have got so much storage of personnel files. We're bringing over fine arts and current technology. We're bringing over the athletic department. We're bringing over Alphabest.
The board votes next Monday night on the proposed bond package. If approved, existing buildings that are part of the move would be sold. The breakdown on how administrative offices would be moved to SFA is online at WTAW.com. A Bryan man found a homemade trailer that had been stolen on Craigslist. That led to an arrest by Bryan police. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the victim filed the report on Sunday, then called back the next day reporting the online ad.
They'd painted some of it, but he had such identifying characteristics on this trailer that he had made that we were able to identify the trailer as being his.
The victim told police where he had welded the jack and brackets to the rear gate where another jack was broken and that one of the wheels had a missing grease cap. A toolbox also belonging to the victim was recovered. Police arrested 28-year-old Douglas Dahlstrand of Bryan for theft. McKeithen says the theft and recovery serves as a reminder to have identifying marks on your valuables.
When you have, let's say it's just a Dell computer, there's a whole bunch of black Dell computers out there, you know. So just because we recover one, we can't really say it's yours without having some type of identifying information.
The arrest report noted the trailer was found less than a mile from where it was taken. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has made plea agreements in several recent criminal cases.
A San Antonio man arrested for committing 39 property crimes in College Station between October and December of last year was sentenced to 6 years in prison. 33-year-old Edward Toscano was arrested in February following 26 more burglaries. At the time of his arrest, Toscano was also wanted on similar crimes in the cities of Austin and Bernie and in Travis, Bear, Comal, Hayes, and Blanco counties. A Bryan woman in jail since last August after her arrest for selling crack cocaine out of a hotel room was sentenced to 25 years. 39-year-old Nicole Anderson had 35 grams of crack valued at more than $1,700, along with $1,000 cash at the time she was arrested. A Bryan man in jail since March awaiting trial in at least five cases entered a plea agreement. 20-year-old Antoine Hedge admitted to sexual assault of a child and two other incidents involving deadly conduct. Hedge was sentenced to 10 years in prison and will serve at least 5 years before becoming eligible for parole. Dismissed were two aggravated assaults in the deadly conduct case involving gunfire. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
University of Texas at Austin President Bill Powers says Tuesday's federal court ruling that upholds the use of race in undergraduate admissions on campus is a great day for higher education nationwide. Powers, who cheered the decision by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, says Texas and the nation won't advance unless the flagship campus is training leaders from all parts of society. The legal challenge, which began 6 years ago, will continue as lawyers for Abigail Fisher, who is white and was denied admission, say they will file an appeal. Parents of newborns who are already planning for their children to become Aggies or attend other state universities, the time is now to lock in 2013 tuition rates.
July 31st is the deadline to lock your children into the Texas Tuition Promise Fund.
More and more states are implementing programs like this, particularly with their public state universities, to start to address the issue of rising costs in college education.
Chris Bryan of the State Comptroller's Office says newborns up to 1 year old are eligible.
Enrollment will continue starting September 1st, but those prices will be the 2014-2015 prices.
Parents can find more information and can sign up at TexasTuitionPromiseFund.com. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The Texas Department of Transportation District Office in Bryan has announced an emergency contract has been awarded to repair the railroad overpass south of Navasota, damaged by a train derailment 3 weeks ago. Work began Monday on the overpass bridge substructure and, weather permitting, should be completed by mid-August. TxDOT reports northbound traffic on Highway 6 will be limited to one lane during the repairs. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you have some fun planned this summer? A wish list of things to do? If you call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you'll have time to chase fun in the sun. Trust your home to the cleaning company that cares. Molly Maid has been taking care of homes just like yours for more than 30 years. Molly Maid gives you a clean you can trust and friendly customer service. So what are you waiting for? Call today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Good morning, it's 638, excuse me, it's 838. It's 638 in California, but we're not there. All right, it's the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Mixture of clouds and sunshine through today with perhaps an isolated thunderstorm, high temperatures into the mid-90s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low near 75 degrees. Clouds and sunshine coming up on Thursday. Again, there could be some widely scattered storms around, a bit breezy. High temperature, low 90s, slight chance of a thunderstorm at night, mid-70s. And scattered showers and thunderstorms could be locally heavy by Friday. Otherwise, partial sunshine, upper 80s to low 90s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
8:40, one of us on the show makes craft beers.
One of us drinks them.
Yeah, more craft beer breweries are using exotic ingredients for their creations these days. There are ales made with all kinds of fruit, beers infused with coriander and other spices, mm-hmm. stouts brewed with oysters.
Ugh.
Even beer made from yeast scraped off of 35 million year old whale bones.
Wait, but, no, what?
It says here, beer made from yeast scraped off 35 million year old whale bones.
They can say that all they want. There's no yeast that survived fossilization.
The new brew is called Bone Duster Paleo Ale. A concoction created by an amateur fossil hunter named Jason Osborne of PaleoQuest, which is a nonprofit paleontology and geology advocacy group.
That's pure marketing.
Okay, that's a website for everything. Even beer now made out of seaweed. Beer made of seaweed.
That's not my favorite, but the one with oysters just sounds awful.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just, I'm not sure. Well, now, wait, when I said oysters, I believe Patrick went, yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure I said, bleh.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a fan of oysters.
Okay. Well, anyway, Jim Gaffigan has some comments on kale, which is kale seaweed, isn't it? Is that right?
It is not?
Kale grows in your garden.
Oh, it's two different things?
Yep. Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's a leafy green.
You're right.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
People make those little kale chips, and they have seaweed chips.
Yeah, they do.
They can be processed similarly, I guess, but.
Yeah. No. Okay, not the same.
Seaweed
makes. Stop with the kale propaganda. That stuff tastes like bug spray. I was looking at a can of bug spray. It said made with real kale. Kale is a superfood, and its special power is tasting bad. Kale is so good for you. It's like a really bitter spinach with hair.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, you got to think about that yeast like making bread. Once they get the original yeast off those bones, wherever it came from, it just rebuilds itself after every generation.
There you
it's
go.
Like making bread.
Yeah, that's it. Making like sourdough bread. You know, they say the loaves of sourdough bread are from the original.
If you can get one cell, more power to you. But 35 million years, good luck.
Yeah.
No. I'm no biologist, but I'm not betting money on that one.
Well, and again, and then you taste it. You know, and it tastes like mwah, but you're going to have to go, oh, that's really...
You get a similar flavor by licking the mortar between bricks on a wall.
So that's really different. Yeah, like
yes,
that.
Exactly.
Yes, different. Okay, good. Toyota bragging that their Prius plug-in hybrid has hit the equivalent of 581 miles per gallon on Germany's Nuremberg Grand Prix-style racetrack. It's known as the Green Hell for its... challenging curves and steep climbs in the forest 75 miles northwest of Frankfurt.
Well, the Nürburgring is the barometer by which sports cars are measured.
Okay, well, there it is. That's there. According to a video posted Tuesday on the YouTube channel from Toyota, their automotive journalist ran the 12.9-mile loop almost exclusively on the car's electric power, using gas only on the uphill climbs. So, there you go. Are you talking about the paleo beer being a marketing stunt? Here's one. A New Zealand entrepreneur facing police charges after floating a coffin containing a mannequin on a river is a marketing stunt. Yeah. The coffin contained a sign directing people to a job-finding website run by this guy. The sign said, "If only I'd advertised for an electrician, I wouldn't have tried to fix it myself." Local journalists were alerted to the stunt by the guy, who, posing as a fisherman, said that he spotted the coffin floating and anchored it to the riverbank. Hey, that's guerrilla marketing, right? I mean, that's thinking outside the box.
There's some mortuary owners who probably wish it had been marketing, but they found bodies in their abandoned mortuary in Fort Worth.
Oh, you gotta hate that. It's more fun to find abandoned money in a bank, in a bunny in an abandoned bank.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, if we're talking about
well,
fun.
Well, we lost a corpse yesterday, if you'll remember, rolled out of the back of the truck.
Yeah, that's right. So how many did they find there?
The police said multiple bodies.
Oh, that's not good.
A couple of weeks.
Multiple means more than seven, usually. That's not good. That's not good. Those people still operate, and they still in business?
No, they were asked to leave. My understanding is they were asked to leave the mortuary, and they didn't do anything with the bodies.
Oh, we'll just leave those here. Okay. We'll just leave those here.
So I guess that kind of...
They must have been leasing
they lose
the space.
I was going to say they lose the deposit.
Yeah. Well, they must have been leasing the space because they were asked to leave by the owner.
Is it a strip mall or do you know? Or,
No.
Yeah, all right. Tim Draper, I don't know if you know who he is. He's a guy who's got a lot of money. He's a billionaire tech investor. He says he's got enough backing to put on the ballot a plan to split California into six states. venture capital dude who's put a lot of money in things like Twitter, Hotmail, Skype, Tesla, tells Reuters that he's got 808,000 signatures needed on a petition to force a measure onto the public referendum in November of 2016. The idea would be to break up into six states. Jefferson, of course, Northern California. Then there would be below that North California. Side-by-side Silicon Valley and Central California. Then West California, which is like L.A., and then South California. Those are the six states. He says California needs a reboot. Spent $4.9 million of his own money in this effort. Six states, that's more representatives and more accountability. Six states that embrace innovation and strive to improve the lives of residents.
It could actually be a huge boon in the Senate for Democrats because most of the way it's divided, most of those would still end up being blue.
Yeah.
But, you know, politics aside, if it represents the citizens better, I know there's a huge divide between Northern Californianers and Southerners.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. No, it's different. There's no doubt. And Central, yeah. And obviously Silicon Valley would be the one that had the most money because it goes up into the Bay Area, comes down and ends just north of L.A. And Central California would be the poorest because that's where the agriculture, a lot of the agriculture having to do with dairy and wine and things like that are. I can't see the definition. I'm not exactly sure where the Napa Valley falls, whether it's going to be in Silicon or Central, but nonetheless, yeah, that'd be an interesting idea, and you're right from a political standpoint.
Well, and it was the state of Jefferson that they were pursuing. I'm going to show how little I know about history here. I think it was held up once we went into World War II. Okay. They were actually talking about seceding or breaking it up and making it a second state, another state, the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, I remember reading or seeing something about that, too.
Part of Oregon and then the northern tip of California.
Yeah, and they are. They're different up there. They're a lot of that's where a lot of the hippies ran off to, and I remember going to a parking lot sale on a Saturday morning up there, and it was, guys with VW vans opening up and bringing their old vinyl out, and they hadn't shaved in a while, and seemed like the shirt had been worn a while, too. But, you know, that's fine. That's okay. They can do that. There's not a problem with that, but they are. They're a little bit...
Well, with their water troubles, they may have to go without baths for a little while again, whether they want to or not.
Sir, we're happy you've chosen Subway for your summer barbecue blowout with our delicious Applewood pulled pork subs and all.
Set, set, set!
But could you...
Go for the spike, dude!
Maybe take the volleyball game outside the restaurant?
My bad.
Subway is taking your summer barbecue to the next level with the sweet and smoky Applewood pulled pork, slow-cooked to tender perfection. Summer's gotta have it footlong. Subway, eat fresh. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Volleyball not permitted.
Get to Subway for great flavors and great value. Enjoy Genoa salami and spicy pepperoni on our super stacked $3 6-inch select, the Spicy Italian. Try it fresh toasted on Italian urban cheese bread for that perfect flavor blend. And barbecue fans, you won't want to miss the barbecue oven roasted chicken melt, now our featured footlong. With Monterey cheddar, tangy pickles, and sweet barbecue sauce, that's a $6 footlong special. Try our featured subs today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only, plus tax, prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii, additional charge for extra.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Not only is the July 4th holiday here, it's hot, dry, and oh, did I mention? It's hot! Never fear, Rattlers is here to cool you off and quench your thirst with some great July specials, like two 28-ounce Gatorade, any flavor, only $3. Got a sweet tooth? Then mix and match any regular-sized candy bar and any size fountain drink, two for only $2. After a hot day at work, stop by and pick up any 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers. Rattlers, where there's always a special. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
John Deere Z-Track commercial mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. Seats engineered for all-day comfort. Decks designed to enhance efficiency, precision handling. And now at Sioux Falls Prater, get 0% financing for 36 months. With a deal like this, today's the day to put a John Deere to work for you. Find a Sioux Falls Prater near you at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends July 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms may be available. See dealer for details and financing options. Up to 10% down payment may be required.
required.
University Pediatric Association is proud to announce that Dr. Patricia Goen has joined our team of pediatric specialists. Dr. Goen is a graduate of the UT Health Science Center in San Antonio and completed her pediatric training at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, where she was named Pediatric Resident of the Year. Please join us in welcoming Dr. Goen to the only pediatric practice ever to be voted Best of the Brazos Valley. For more information, click on upadocs.com or find us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Caller said, hey, you misspoke. You called it Silicon Valley, not Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley is, you know, where they do all the chips and stuff. Silicon would be in Hollywood. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Okay, here's one that just you're going to shake your head. The Transportation Security Administration says it's giving all its agents in Orlando a refresher course on what a District of Columbia driver license looks like. One agent,
I couldn't believe it.
I know. One agent refused to recognize one of them as a valid ID, Justin Gray, who happens to be a reporter. He's based in D.C., says the TSA agent at the checkpoint inside Orlando International did not recognize his license and ask him to show a passport instead, whereas he didn't have one. Gray says that he asked the TSA agent, do you know what the District of Columbia is? Washington, D.C.? After some back and forth, it became clear he didn't. Mr. Gray got through the checkpoint by escalating the problem to a supervisor, who fortunately did know. That's scary or what?
When I saw that story, a lot of the comments were talking about people being stuck in a similar situation, one of them involving British Columbia.
Uh-huh.
They were on the other side of the border, okay. But same issue.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, for a while, I don't think they do anymore, but for a while, New Mexico's license plates had USA on them, which is really sad, too. So obviously, there were people who thought, oh, there's old Mexico, but then there's New Mexico. Which is down in Mexico, I suppose. Popular contest at a festival in southeast Idaho had to be canceled after a pilot dropped 3,000 ping pong balls worth assorted prizes on an interstate instead of on the waiting crowd. Supposed to drop it over here, he dropped it over there. Organizers of the Blackfoot Pride Day celebration had to ask the thousands of revelers on hand not to risk life and limb gathering up the little white balls which littered the nearby interstate and some other surrounding streets. The ping pong drop contest was organized by a guy who says that the new pilot took over just in the last minute, and they'd had an old pilot before, and this guy had never done it. He didn't realize that they tend to lose speed quickly and fall straight down instead of carrying the momentum forward. More of the balls were to be exchanged for candy, but some of them had gift certificates up to $100 inside them, so... Drop them where the people are. Don't drop them on the street. Just saying. Okay. And this is kind of neat. We hear about people who save a toddler inside a hot car.
Yes.
Role reversal in Tennessee. Elderly guy sitting in a parking lot. He's trapped in the car on a Saturday. There's a three-year-old who is walking by. Bob King is the guy's name. He said he had a problem with the car switch. Didn't have the keys. It's a... Apparently, you could not open the electric locks without having the key in the ignition in this car. And his wife had gone inside, and he was waiting for her. He's 68 years old, but in not necessarily good health, so he finds himself stuck inside the car, and he sees a little kid walking by who's 3 years old, Keith Williams. He bangs on the window. Little Keith comes up, and he yells, you know, get me out of here. Keith goes into the church, finds the preacher, grabs Jack Green, that's the pastor's name, leads him out to the car where he's able to get the door open. Guy literally fell out of the car. He was okay after about 10 minutes, but how about that?
That's cool.
The little kid saved the old guy for something different. Now, what to know about the future and what it holds for you and your significant other? A Canadian company is claiming they've devised an at-home test that can scientifically predict whether you and your partner are destined for long-term happiness. It's called the Couples Kit. It has couples participate in genetic and psychological tests to determine their compatibility. The company says that through intensive research, scientists have found that long-term relationship satisfaction stems from two constants, your DNA, and your core personality.
Huh.
And how they may match. Oh, you pay just $164 for the kit. Daters each spit into a tube and send it back to the company.
Nothing says I love you like a little spit.
That's right. Just spit right here, hon. Anyhow, they also investigate how each dater's brain processes serotonin, which can indicate how couples are also asked to fill out the online test, which determines their personality. If instant chemistry senses a couple is headed for disaster once the tests are completed, they'll give the couple some advice on how to best improve the relationship. The company says most couples who take the instant chemistry test obtain an overall compatibility score of 60 to 80%. Spit here and tell me you love me.
Please, if you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's the most advanced technology available. Engineered with over 200 million sensory receptors, its all-terrain design is beautifully formed, weather-resistant, reliable, astonishingly high performance in even the most challenging of circumstances. And it is also the finest search technology in the world.
No, no, no!
There's nothing else quite like a search dog. Be part of the search. Go to searchdogfoundation.org to see how you can help.
Summer is here, and your friends at AeroFit want to remind you it's time to get swimsuit fit. With swimming pools, summer camp and swim lessons, 24-hour express options, plus the new Longmire location, AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family this summer. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, you can get on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can afford.
Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We won't be seeing concerts in arenas or stadii in the next 10 years. That's what an industry analyst from the music industry named Mark Mulligan has said, posted it on his blog this week. Says the main reason is that you're not buying albums anymore.
No.
And there won't be artists like the Rolling Stones or Paul McCartney that'll be able to fill up those large venues. Oh, Kenny Chesney does pretty well. Anyway, but, you know, in 10 years he may not be doing that anymore. Mark says most people who listen to music are, quote, grazing instead of building loyalty to any one artist. It's like back in the late 1950s and early 1960s when it was all about singles and not albums. In fact, he claims that managers of large venues are already trying to fill their calendars with non-music acts to make up for the lack of superstar talent with a loyal fan base.
Well, maybe they'll start doing 4 or 5 different groups. Like they used to back when there was the single groups.
And I understand that, but the deal is now so much of it is about production.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that.
You know, the problem is all that does is escalate your production costs then because people go, well, I don't want to go in unless I can do whatever. You know, if I want the venue to look like this. The Dick Clark Caravan of Stars was a bunch of people who piled into a bus and they went out and did 3 songs and the next person came out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, track shows.
Yeah, and that worked. For what it was. But as people end up having a discography or they have, several songs that are of some length, that causes a problem. I mean, it's an interesting idea. I'm glad I'm really not much in the concert business anymore, but going to see that. All right, here we go on this date in history. 1955, Disneyland opened, Anaheim. 1957, John Glenn flew across the nation in 3 hours and 23 minutes as an Air Force pilot, set a record. And Apollo 11 was launched and ended up on the moon in 1969. Back tomorrow, WTAW, College Station, Ryan.